Hold that thought. How to stay focused and increase your concentration. Introduction. One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Most people double their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. In fact, I believe most people fail in life simply because they major in minor things. This is according to Anthony Robbins. Did you know that you have about 50,000 thoughts every day? Those thoughts actually create the world you live in. You have the power to create any kind of world you desire. You are in control of that world and your thoughts. It's totally up to you which thoughts you will entertain, give energy to, and expand upon every day. Concentrating means intense mental focusing on these thoughts each day, giving them your complete attention, and this requires practice. You've seen them, the successful businessmen and women, the gold medal winning athletes, the leaders of society, the teachers of the year. What is the common denominator? These people have learned how to focus their minds on the task in front of them. They don't just concentrate, they have learned how to use their attention like a laser beam, hitting the mark every time. They don't allow themselves to become distracted or confused, and they practice this intense focusing every day. Unfortunately, most of us don't possess that kind of focus and concentration. We try, but just can't seem to hone in on a task with that kind of power. How would you describe yourself? Are you distracted, mentally focused, scattered-brained, or maybe just a daydreamer? We are too easily distracted by the events and circumstances around us. We moan that if we could just get our act together and really concentrate, we could accomplish anything. The trouble is, the more we think about really concentrating, the less we are actually able to bring it into being. It becomes terribly elusive. The average person can concentrate to a certain degree some of the time, but for the most part, our thoughts are scattered, with our minds racing from one thought to the next, not even in a logical progression. I call that mental leapfrog. Many times, we can't even remember how we got to a particular thought. We can't follow the progression of our minds. So what is concentration? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary describes concentration as a direction of attention to a single object. We need the ability to regulate our thoughts to point them undeviatingly in a straight course. What keeps you from concentrating on your many tasks? The simplest answer is that life itself can prohibit your ability to focus on a task to the exclusion of everything else. Many people pride themselves on their ability to multitask, claiming they are highly productive every day. However, that's still a split focus. Only a part of your attention is actually on each task. You are also thinking of all the other things you must accomplish, and your mind races from one thing to another, helter-skelter. In this report, I'm going to show you how to focus your attention on specific tasks, concentrate even when you don't feel like it. Concentrate despite distractions all around you. Be more confident by using your ability to concentrate. Improve your ability to listen and study. Improve your memory. We all have the ability to focus at least part of the time. Learning to concentrate is simply another skill we can learn. And like any other skill, it takes practice to master it. Make a personal commitment to learn this skill and you will enhance all aspects of your life, relationships, business, career, and finances. According to Joel and Michelle Levy, the amount of real learning that takes place is directly proportional to our ability to concentrate or focus our attention on any one thing for a period of time.